Video: We do not accept terror. Nancy Mace delivers fiery victim impact statement after transgender suspect is accused of threatening to kill her. By Amy Furr on May 17, 2025. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, delivered a fiery victim impact statement on Friday in Greenville, South Carolina, after a man living as a woman was accused of threatening online to assassinate her. The judge denied bond for the transgender suspect, identified as 19-year-old Samuel Theodore Kane, who also goes by the name Roxy Wolf, Fox News reported on Saturday. Officials arrested Kane on Thursday after he was accused of posting the threats online. The judge said, "Mr. Kane, I do believe that you're a credible threat, and I'm going to put you in on a no bond. The only condition bond I'm going to put on you right now is no contact with the victim." The threat he was accused of posting read, "I'm going to assassinate Representative Nancy Mace with a gun and I'm being 100% dead ass." In her victim impact statement, Mace said the suspect's intention was clear and violent, and when she learned about it, her staffers begged her to go to a secure location because they did not know his location at the time, per WIF. She said, "This meant I was vulnerable. My staff was vulnerable. And my children were vulnerable. I had to make immediate changes to my movements, surroundings, and plans because a man I had never met threatened to put a bullet in me. We had to enlist local law enforcement to immediately patrol my home and my offices. As elected officials, we accept public scrutiny. We do not accept terror. The normalization of threats against public servants corrodes democracy from within. It is not just an attack on one individual. It is an attack on the principle of free and fair representation," Mace continued, noting it was not the first time she had been threatened. "I've received death threats from activists who claim to speak for the so-called trans movement. I believe the trans movement is radicalized. It's a cult. Trans people and their supporters fuel violence, particularly toward women who speak the truth and toward elected officials who refuse to be bullied. Men who cross-dress as women are mentally ill. They are violent toward women. And in a state that doesn't do nearly enough to protect women, now is the time to show women the state of South Carolina will follow its laws and will protect you. This is what is morally right." Mace then said, "I pray this young man finds God, who alone can change hearts of stone into hearts of flesh." In a social media post after his arrest, Mace shared an image of the suspect and said, "Roxy was dead SS arrested. We'll let the photo stand for itself because this individual is obviously unwell in more ways than one. Hopefully they have makeup wipes in prison." Following the hearing, she met the man's father and shook his hand, a photo shows. Mace said his father apologized but she knew it was not his fault and her mother's heart breaks for the family. "I pray Samuel Kane finds God as he faces the consequences of his actions with the full force of the law," she wrote in the social media post. In December, then-President-elect Donald Trump checked on Mace after a transgender activist was accused of assaulting her at the Capitol, leaving her in a wrist brace, Breitbart News reported. Mace has continued to face a wave of hate from the radical left over her insistence that biological men should not use single-sex spaces designated for women, pushing a measure to ensure that only women are using women's facilities in the U.S. Capitol, the article read.